This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Swenson's has grown into one of the region's most popular fast food chains since it opened 85 years ago. But there's a small quirk in its logo that most people have probably never noticed. In this installment of Oh Really, we try to solve the mystery of the missing apostrophe. This is the Rubber City, Akron, Ohio. It once smelled like tires, but today is just as likely to smell like hamburgers. I was working the day shift when I got a call from Roger Riddle, Vice President of Marketing at the United Way of Summit County.
What's up with Swenson's name? Why is it that it's plural, but when I look at old photos, there's an apostrophe?
Are you a Swenson's fan?
I am a Swenson's fan, but also I do a lot of writing and I always kind of stumble over what's the proper way to use the name. I know that the founder's name was Wesley Swenson without an S. So why is the name of the company with an S and not an apostrophe?
He had me flummoxed. Surely there was more than one Swenson's. A record showed a string of 13 from Avon to the suburbs of Columbus. I dropped a dime and tried to answer Mr. Riddle's question.
Thank you for calling Swenson's corporate office. Our hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Dead end. I called again and again. I even went on a stakeout at their headquarters in North Akron. No dice. But I was a stone's throw from a popular hangout, Gorge Metro Park. I hustled over there for the word on the street and to see if that word contained a missing apostrophe. I struck pay dirt with Maya Bishwa. She remembered seeing something missing from the logo.
I mean, I just noticed, but it didn't really bother me.
Would you like them to have the apostrophe?
I don't think I really care.
I told her, just the facts, ma'am. The same thing I said to Leah Gallatin from Canton. She had a case of apostrophe apathy.
Would you like them to add it in?
No.
You think you should leave it the way it is?
Yes, it's been that way for however long it's been there.
No matter. I still had a trail to follow. Old photos told me the apostrophe went missing sometime between the 1950s and the 1980s, when a new logo appeared. So I hit up one of my informants, who from a previous life had some dirt on the operation.
I was at Wallhaven for a long time, and then there was Stowe and North Hill, and then they opened Montrose.
That's Dan Horrigan, a.k.a. the mayor of Akron. He was a car hop back in the 80s. He had lots of information, none I could use.
That's a good question. I never really paid attention to the apostrophe of whether it was there. I always kind of thought it was. I didn't think that it wasn't. And what does that connotate, the apostrophe? It's possessive, isn't it? So I wasn't real sure. That'd be a good question for one of the historians over at the store or one of the corporate to ask.
If you'd like to leave a message for someone in the office, please do so after the show.
But they still weren't talking, and the questions were mounting. Was the apostrophe being held for ransom? Who would kidnap defenseless punctuation? I turned to Adam Chandler. He'd spent plenty of time as a news hawk, but I thought his new book, Drive Through Dreams, might contain the clue I was looking for.
My guess is in a lot of cases is that there's an issue of copyright or even adapting to something like a website in recent years. There can be all kinds of reasons for this to happen. For example, Kentucky Fried Chicken took a huge leap in the early 90s by changing its name to KFC, completely shortened the entire name of the company. Because fried was such a bad word in the early 90s, it became the modern-day F word. It's sort of a testament to the wild world of American industry.
But the change at Swenson's wasn't to de-emphasize the food, and it happened long before the internet was widely available. Roger Riddle and I were coming up empty, just like our stomachs. So we headed to the site of Wesley Swenson's first restaurant on South Hawkins Avenue for a little good cop, healthy cop.
Could I please have a galley boy, onion rings?
Can I get a chicken sandwich?
But they weren't prepared to spill the beans. So with our bellies full, our questions still unanswered, we returned to the streets of Akron.
Well, this was a delicious but fruitless visit.
But, I mean, it's not like we lost anything. We had lunch.
We had lunch.
At Swenson's.
Yeah. And we found out they really, really don't want to tell us about this.
I promise I'm not doing anything weird with the information. I'm not going to start some campaign on social media like bring back the apostrophe. I just want to know what happened.
There are a million stories in the Rubber City. This has been one of them. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.